This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, April 11th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said countries are beginning to outline proposals for potential trade agreements with the U.S. More than 15 offers are on the table, which is remarkable in a mere matter of days, she told reporters at the White House today. She said good progress has been made. Trade Representative Jamison Greer said earlier today to Fox News he had a full dance card of countries seeking to negotiate and expected to meet with Taiwanese officials later today. 18 Democratic senators joined Senate Ag Committee ranking member Senator Amy Klobuchar, signing a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Greer looking for information on how the administration's tariff taxes will impact farmers across the nation. The letter says, quote, "We write with great concern about the impact of the administration's reckless tariff agenda on our nation's farmers. Farmers not only have billions of dollars in commodities from last year waiting to be sold, but also have started spring planting and rely on stable markets for their planting." The senators warned, quote, "The direct economic impact and uncertainty on America's farmers stands to change the future of agriculture trade relationships for generations." President Donald Trump said today he is confident the U.S. and China will end up negotiating something very beneficial for both countries. Trump told media, "We're restructuring the situation, and I'm sure we'll get along very well." Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced today that she will not seek a third term in office. Reynolds has held the position since 2017. Her decision sets up next year's election for governor in Iowa as the first without an incumbent in nearly two decades. Russian wheat growers were slammed by hail this week, compounding drought issues for crops there, crimping the availability of Russian wheat on the export market. In a statement, Ag Resource Company said, quote, "Wheat has bullish traction on Black Sea dryness, while Chicago Board of Trade soybeans enjoy unexpected non-China demand." The U.S. also seeing warm and dry weather. Drought stress, a worry, is building for hard red winter wheat in the plains, with another 10 to 12 days of rain-free weather and rising temperatures, according to the firm. A spokesperson with Brazilian consultancy AgriConsult says Brazilian farmers have sold more than half of their 24-25 soybean crop, which is estimated at a record 172.1 million metric tons. AgriConsult predicts Brazil will ship about 106 million tons of soy this year, most of that volume to be absorbed by China, the world's largest importer and Brazil's main trading partner. Persistent rainfall in Argentina's agriculture heartland delaying the soybean harvest there, headway slowing under the five-year average, according to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. Harvesting has been hampered by heavy rains, while crop sales have also slowed, farmers pulling back, that amid uncertainty over the government's economic policies. Farmers pushing the government to slash export taxes on soy shipments, a vital source of much-needed dollars for their flagging economy. U.S. ethanol exports have crossed the 1 billion gallon threshold halfway through the marketing year. That is a 27% increase from the same period 1 year ago. The sharp rise in ethanol sales contributing to an 11% increase in U.S. grains in all forms exports compared to last year. Today's Job Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with all-natural, American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.